In looking at an exercise, we look to engage our imaginations, the screen that God's given us to be able to picture things so that we can use that as a doorway. We have in us a door, in our spirit. You may have never opened that door ever before in your life to let Jesus come into your life. You have an opportunity of doing that today. You just need to choose to give him your life. Surrender to his government and say, I want to be yours. I want to accept what Jesus has done for me. I can be forgiven, given a brand new start, and he can come to live in me as a dwelling place. So God's kingdom will be in you. You can choose to do that. For those who already know Jesus, the kingdom is in us. The first love gate is something we have to open because he's knocking, it says in Revelation 3:20. And he must be saying something because it says, whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. I wonder what he's saying. Something like, let me in. Now, open the door. I want to fill you with my presence and my authority and my power and my love and my joy and my peace and all the amazing things that he has for us as his children. So I want to encourage you to picture that door on the handle of the doors on our side. So he won't open it without us opening it. So we have a choice. Will we let him into our lives? Will we let him fill us? Also within us, there is a throne, a seat of rest and government. And I want to, you can use those pictures if you like as a way of engagement. But what I would encourage you to do right now is just to come to that place of rest and peace and just begin to close your eyes. You can begin to think about that door in your own spirit. Maybe you just want to invite Jesus to become your Savior, one who will forgive you and cleanse you, give you a new start, wipe out your past. Maybe you just want to, as a Christian, just open that first love gate and invite him in. So you can activate your imagination. Picture a door. You can use that picture. You can picture a door in your own mind. That door becomes a way of encountering this in your spirit. So just take a few moments and just picture that door. Picture the handle. And as a choice of your will, by faith, just open the door. And as you do, just let rivers of living water flow. River of life begins to flow into you. His presence begins to envelop you. Just welcome his presence in your spirit. Just sense his love and his joy and his peace. Just feel the security and the safety of his arms of love. Now just begin to picture that throne, that seat of rest and seat of government. In your spirit, on your mountain. And just as a choice of your will, you can say to Jesus, I choose to step off the throne of my life. I choose to abdicate. And Jesus, I invite you to be Lord of my life. Ask you to take your place on the seat of government and the seat of rest in my spirit. Just make that choice for yourself. Mm-hmm. as he is now seated, you can choose to surrender the government of your life to him. Just make that choice. I surrender to you. I give you total control of my life as Lord. As he's on that throne, you can step into him and take your place at his right hand. Just see yourself seated on his right hand in that position where he's going to train you to rule and to reign. That place where rivers of living water can flow through your life, where the manifestation of his kingdom to bring healing and wholeness, deliverance, where you can speak to the mountains that resist his authority and you can command them to be moved. So just think about those things that you want to see changed, those circumstances, those situations which may be raging around you, from your place of rest and government, in the eye of the storm, start to speak, peace be still. Start to speak to those sickness, disease, debts that exist in your life and command them to be changed. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. And the government of God will start to be released through your life. Jesus is Lord, and you are called to be joined to him, operating from that place of rest and government within your own spirit, to bring his heavenly government around your life, that you would be blessed to be a blessing, that you would begin to subdue and overcome as the overcomer that you're called to be, to change every situation, to break every addiction, to break every sickness and disease, to take authority. As you've yielded authority, he gives you authority to be changed, to be transformed into his image, to take on his likeness, to creatively release the kingdom of God through you, to call things that be not as if they are, to change and transform your circumstances and situations. Just feel the authority that you have when you surrender to him. No longer struggling, striving to make things work, but trust in him. And as he directs and guides, you begin to administer his kingdom, to bring him glory, and to train you in that position of government that belongs to you, over your constituency. So I'd encourage you to don't just let this be a one-off thing, but to daily give that place of authority to him, and daily begin to learn how to govern and exercise that authority that belongs to you as his children.